It's been a tough number of years since Brexit for our industry. And we need to realise the potential of offshore renewable energy, but in a way that's done, and we talk about co-creation. So I also want to touch on marine protected areas. We do need to develop that. We need to embrace the potential of this. But again, there are a number of partner stakeholders that I would see. The fishing industry, fishermen, the environmental campaigners who are campaigning on really important issues, and the offshore renewable energy industry. All three have to be at the table. No area should be designated as a marine protected area unless it's co-creation. We're not talking about drawing out a space on a map and we'll consult with you afterwards. It has to be done together. It has to be done in partnership. And I believe that the fishing industry is up for this. It has to be done with respect. It has to look at the real threats that are there for the industry. There's positive work that we can do in the time ahead if it's done with respect. And I would commend again that task force, offshore renewable energy, seafood, for the way it's conducted its business. I get good feedback from everybody. These are not going to be easy issues. Final thing is, in terms of what I see before me right now, the government needs to strengthen the seafood section of it. We need to send a clear signal that there's a vision for seafood, there's a vision for fishing communities. Now, we're surrounded by the richest waters in Europe. We have to do better as a country. The appointment of a minister is welcome. The appointment of a dedicated committee is welcome. Let's strengthen this plan now too.